In July, we headed to the water for a month of marine programs, starting at the beach and finishing at the bottom of the ocean.
Our regular question of the week slot got rather hijacked by a critter or two, and out of the worthy contenders, the hermit crab, the anglerfish, and the sea anemone, there could be only one rather deadly winner.
Name: Irukandji jellyfish. Phylum: Cnidaria. Location: these jellyfish exist in oceans across the world. Special abilities: the power of invisibility with a silent but deadly sting. Lisa Ann Gershwin, director of the Australian Marine Stinger Advisory Services, makes the case for this week's Critter of the Week.
You may see them most as pathetic globules of white washed up on the beach, but jellyfish pack a punch. One that you really don't want to mess with is the Irukandji jellyfish. These jellies cause a debilitating illness known as Irukandji syndrome, named after an Australian Aboriginal tribe. Imagine a tiny, thimble-shaped creature, smaller than a miniature marshmallow and invisible in water. In life, it has four tentacles as fine as cobwebs and 100 times its body length.
Cute factor? Check. Homegrown invisibility cloak? Check. But don't be fooled. There's a catch.
Its sting is worse than anything Hollywood has dared to imagine. Make no mistake, this tiny beast is a killer. The sting itself is often painless and leaves no mark. Half of the victims don't even know they've been stung.
The Irukandji can fire their stingers into their victim. And unlike most jellyfish, you'll also find stingers on the Irukandji's bell.
After about half an hour, severe lower back pain begins, with patients often describing it as feeling like an electric drill drilling into the back. Within minutes, relentless nausea and vomiting begin and can persist for 12 hours. A short time later, the rest of the syndrome kicks in, including difficulty breathing, sweating, full body cramps and spasms, restless legs, and a feeling of impending doom.
And if you think that sounds bad, get a load of this.
Some species also cause severe hypertension or high blood pressure, severe enough to hemorrhage the brain or cause heart failure. There's no antivenom, but intriguingly, intravenous magnesium stops the whole syndrome in its tracks in many cases.
So it's tiny, invisible, and extremely venomous. Where can I avoid this cool but cruel critter?
Even though most people have never heard of Irukandji syndrome, species that cause it are found in all the world's oceans, from Hawaii to Boston to the Caribbean, from Southeast Asia to the South Pacific Islands. So why do I think Irukandjis are the best critters? Because anything so small, so invisible, so mysterious, and so dangerous certainly gets my respect.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They're ever so small and oh so dangerous, Irukandji jellyfish.